I don't know how to know who is my guru. I like all of Prabhupada's disciples. But I don't know who is the one to who I can surrender my life. Please give me some advice. Hare Krishna, thank you.
I will try to answer as brief as possible. You should listen to all of the devotees and make a test. Which particular guru will inspire you to change your life so that you can surrender to Krishna and Krishna's plan? Look for two things: his words and his particular example. When you feel that, oh, here I can follow something and I can see that I get practical results, then you should approach him more, and you will find your spiritual master like this. Thank you very much. Please.
I just want to add 2 points to Maharaj's. I appreciated the wording of the question, which was, I like all of Prabhupada's disciples, and I want to make you aware, in case you're not aware, just in the last few months in Mayapur, the GBC international meeting, there was a discussion which led to the conclusion, after long research by one research body connected with the governing body commission. The question was brought up, how is it that we should follow the injunction of Shastra, which says that the prospective guru should test the prospective disciple, and the prospective disciple should test the prospective guru? Well, one could go on for a long time about this topic, but I just want to make this point, that the GBC recognized that it is the case that it is very much up to the prospective It's very much up to the prospective disciple to decide who is his or her prospective guru. And this is not restricted to those who are presently acting as guru. So that means there are so many disciples of Srila Prabhupada. And I want to also point out there are male disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and there are female disciples of Srila Prabhupada. And it was also determined at the GBC meeting, again, after extensive and very careful research, that it is appropriate within our tradition that women become gurus. So there you go. Hare Krishna.
Narayani is the best. So here comes the question for your secret of staying a brahmachari. Thank you.
No, it says.
It says also your secret of staying a brahmachari and sannyasi.
See, he was editing this. It says brahmachari, comma, sannyasi.
But
so you can also answer this.
But it's a question for you. You are the next one. And it says brahmachari first. In other words, it's the first predominance is given on you.
Well, if it's a secret, then it has to be a secret. How can we give it out?
From this we can learn that secrets are to be kept.
Good, then we go to the next.
It's all right.
I know you're not happy with that answer. Well, Srila Prabhupada pointed out one tradition of India, which I think is helpful, and that is that men, no matter what their age, it is recommended to consider all women other than one's wife as one's mother or as mother. Now, if one doesn't have a wife, then that means one is considering all ladies as mother. This puts one in a position of being like son, and that is certainly not the same as being a wife or a mate. So I think this is one point that is very helpful that Srila Prabhupada gave. It's a very simple point, and we can contemplate how to apply that. Okay? Mm-hmm.
I keep my secret for later.
Oh, very good.
This is a long question. Very often, the devotees who are practicing the process of Krishna consciousness are in the next situation. They chant regularly their rounds, follow regulative principles, have association with devotees, eat prasadam, etc. But even they are nicely engaged in the devotional activities, they feel that something is missing. There's a hole in the heart. Few devotees with whom I was speaking during the camp told me that they are missing realization about their mission in life or activity. Which they can give fully themselves and their qualities from the spiritual benefit of others, for the spiritual benefit of others. Here comes the question. How can the devotee understand what is his, or I will add, her mission in life?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How can we understand anything in spiritual life? We can ask. It helps very much to go to devotees who know us and ask them with an open heart, Prabhu, how do you see me? What do you think is it what I have to do in this particular life? We can ask our spiritual master. We can also listen deeply to the super soul in the heart. Very often the answers to the question, what is our mission in life, come only when our question has become an urgent question, when it is for us the most important subject. Krishna very often waits until this question is asked with a certain eagerness. And once you have achieved this voice in your question, that you really want to know, you will get very often answers. It is my belief that very often a devotee goes through many experiences before he can seriously ask this question. If you half-heartedly, only with your lips, ask the question, what is my mission in life? You won't get a serious answer. But if it becomes an urgent desire, you will get an answer. How it functions is that Krishna sees it. I would like to bring to your attendance awareness Srila Prabhupada's example. A little before the departure of his own spiritual master, his desire became so intense to render service that he wrote, I have many god brothers and you have many disciples, Guru Maharaj. They serve you so nicely, but what can I do? And because his question was so intense, the answer came, and we are all the result of this answer. Prabhupada received in black and white from his spiritual master what would become the mission of his life. It's not a cheap thing to know one's mission. You will only know your mission if you really become one-pointed and want to know. And then Krishna gives many, through many ways, you answer. Some devotees have seen their answer by opening a book. Others have gotten it by reading, by asking their spiritual master. Others have gotten their answers from the devotees with whom they discussed. And yet others had to try many things before finally Krishna seemed to show them, this is your mission. Hare Krishna, this is my answer based on my own experience. Sometimes the mission changes because I'm very stubborn and very strong-minded. I had to go to Mount Kailash in Tibet to get my answer. What would be my mission in life after I turned 50? I personally wanted to follow another side of myself, that is, to just read and chant, and so on. But I was not sure, so I decided to go to to the best of the devotees, Krishna's Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu, and I said, please remove my false ego so that I can hear what Prabhupada wants of me at this stage of my life. And I got an answer. I think for most of us it doesn't need to be so dramatic because we are not as stubborn as Sachinandan Swami. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. Rayani? Thank you. Bhakti Granta Prabhu, are you here? Can you please come? This is a Serbian, or not Serbian, a Croatian question. Bhakti Granta will look at it and translate it. Next one, gets very intense. You can sit here with that. Hare Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. Pemho, I am shocked to see and hear bad jokes from Sachinandan Swami. Or to hear him speaking without respect about others. Please comment. I want to sincerely excuse myself if I have hurt your feelings. I really am serious in this excuse. But I would like to explain myself a little bit so that you can understand a little bit what is my mind. I sometimes feel it is necessary to wake up devotees, to make them think more deeply. And the way I do it is by saying things which are a little bit provocative. For instance, I may say, most of the Hare Krishna movement doesn't read Prabhupada's books. Now, when you're in the audience, this will shock you, because it sounds like an aggressive comment. The way I feel is, and I'm saying this with great sincerity, I feel some of us need to be shocked and need to be awakened. I'm aware that I sometimes go into an area where I risk of hurting the feelings of others, and I sincerely apologize for this. I really don't want to do this. But I still know that sometimes devotees have to preach a little intensely. So if you do not appreciate this soul, which I can understand, I mean, not everyone speaks the same language, I would encourage you to see the intention, which I believe is genuine. Please see, and please forgive me for my language, which is only half as intense as I sometimes think we should speak. This is my sincere answer. I hope you will be satisfied, and please this. But I will try. You know, this is a good sign of Krishna. I will speak more sweetly. After all, I'm with Gaura Hari, who is very sweet, so I will try to follow his example. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I just want to underline the point. We often speak of Varnashrama, and we understand that people have different duties according to the Varnas and the Ashramas. We don't understand very much about Varna in our practice of our society, perhaps, or we don't engage in practical ways so much the Varna side. But the Ashrama side, I would say we do have a more clear idea of. And it's really the case that it's the duty of the sannyasi to of course, preach. And preaching means to speak directly and forcefully. And this is a point which is understood very much in India. People appreciate this, and they look forward to it when the sannyasi comes and speaks sharp words. They feel good that finally they're telling us, you know, what is the real case. Prabhupada also made the point that the word sadhu can be understood as meaning one who cuts. So the cutting is sometimes sharp, and that has to be expected. Sometimes we need to hear something sharp in order to, as Maharaj said, to be wakened up. The sadhus don't come simply to compliment us and make us feel good. It's not, this is not the International Society for Feeling Good. So, yeah, I just wanted to make that point. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. This is another. This is a question for Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, I hope. Dear Sashinandan Swami Maharaj, you have said that we don't have to kill the material dog, but he has to become our friend. So if we don't feed a dog, we will all know how he will react. He will become a beast. How can we manage such a terrible beast in our heart? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. For those of you who do not know what we were talking about, maybe Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, you would think, what if, maybe this Maharaj is saying too much, you know. We said that there are two sides in our, we talked about it and lunch. So, the material, side, or the mind has to become our friend. But if we don't feed him, he bites us. This question is very nicely dealt with in a discussion between Lord Krishna and Uddhava, which forms the body of the Uddhava Gita. Lord Krishna tells Uddhava how to deal with the material mind. He says that it does not always work if the yogi just controls the mind very much. Bhakti is not like jnana, where you practice the path of renunciation of your desires. Krishna. But the material mind can be given some Krishna conscious ways of, using it. For instance, for letting it have its way. For instance, swimming. That's not a spiritual activities in of such. It's a relaxation. Or you can do something like amongst men, you can wrestle. I believe women would hug each other and not wrestle with each other. There are the Vaishnava sports which you can do so that the mind doesn't always get, restricted, but it is given its way. The way Krishna addresses this to Uddhava says, is the mind is like a horse. And sometimes the horse has to be given its way so that it can run very swiftly and freely. This is, my answer. Because, if you just control yourself from morning till evening, you become so hard-hearted in your heart that you will not find the tenderness of heart which is necessary to engage in bhakti or make a loving offering to Krishna.
I immediately thought of this same example. I just wanted to point out, if I remember the passage correctly, it has to do with horse training.
Yeah.
And I've been fortunate to witness our own Dinanath Prabhu training horses in Valtura. The horses in Valtura speak German. Yes, they understand German. They come from Germany. They're very high class Deutsche Pferde. And so he speaks to them in German, and he's very expert. Where is Dinanath? Is he here? He's busy. He's controlling the front gate. The point of Krishna's explanation to Uddhava is that you cannot totally immediately control the horse. You have to gradually control the horse. It's a gradual process. So in Valtura, you'll see the horse is led around. Shrit, 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 shrit. Again and again, he gets this repetition to tell him to walk, don't run, walk. And he gets the idea gradually. it's a process of training. And in the Bhagavad Gita, of course, Krishna says, abhyasena tu cha yogena vairagyena cha krihyate. Two things can bring about the success of controlling the mind, namely practice and detachment. The two things go together. So the feeding, of course, we're talking two different images here. One is dogs, but there's another point about dogs. Dogs can be very loyal, and they can be very alert at any moment, middle of the night. They'll be there to protect their master. So similarly, the dog of the mind, if we make it our friends, can then be very loyal to us in our service to Krishna. Going back to the horse imagery, abhyasena, by means of practice. Practice just means repetition. Our acrobats, I don't believe they were able to do all that they showed us the first time. Probably there were some slips in the beginning, right? Where are our acrobats? Confess. Fess up. They've gone.
They're eating pizza.
They're eating pizza. Okay. But certainly they had practice. Our musicians, they have practiced and shown, you know, the result after much endeavor and time, like that. So this is spiritual life. Practice. Yes, feed the dog. Not too much, not too little. Don't let the dog bite your ankles. And pray to Krishna to help. That's it.
Okay.
Bravo, bravo.
I think now you are the...
Bhakti Granta, do you have the...
You have it ready? What do you like? So here's the first question, which is in which was in Croatian. Yes, please read it in Croatian and then in English.
Sometimes, ponekad volim poslušati bhajane od Krišna Dase. Neki bhakte tvrde da je on impersonalist i da nije povoljno ga slušati. Šta Sachinandana Maharaja misli o tome? Za Sachinandana Svamija. Sometimes I like to listen bhajans from Krishna Das. Some devotees told me that he is impersonalist and that it is not auspicious to listen to him. What's Sachinandan Maharaj thinking about that?
I think you are a musician, you know. I mean, you are a scholar, a writer,
a lecturer, a guru, a musician, everything.
But the questioner wants to hear from you.
Yes, I've answering this question. We know that when we want to have devotional fruit, we need to hear from someone who is a devotee of Krishna. Krishna Das is a good musician, but he is an impersonalist. When we hear from such a source, we will not get the fruit of bhakti. We will get musical entertainment, maybe, with a mantra. If we wish to hear, to really derive the highest spiritual benefit, we should hear from first-class devotees. I would very much like to encourage you to listen to Srila Prabhupada's music and try to understand the expressions, how he calls out for Krishna, how he sings to Krishna. I saw Prabhupada in his room when he was in Germany. There was no one there except for a guard on the door. That was me. Prabhupada would play harmonium and sing for Krishna without an audience of human beings. His audience was the Supreme Lord. Such a person who sings for the pleasure of Krishna can give us the fruit of bhakti. After having said this, I want to say something good about Krishna Das. He may not be able to give us the fruit of bhakti, but I think by chanting Hare Krishna, he slowly, slowly becomes a bhakta. At least I pray like this. In summary, I would recommend you to get a nice music collection of Srila Prabhupada and of other good devotees who can help you to raise your bhakti in your heart. But let us be kind to Krishna Das also. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu knows. It is a Westerner. This Krishna Das they are speaking of is a Westerner. We played him. Oh yeah. Our Krishna.
Just to let you know, because I guess I don't know this particular person you're speaking about, but there was one devotee named Krishna Das Babaji, who was, I believe he was a godbrother of Srila Prabhupada. Mm-hmm. One time Srila Prabhupada invited this Krishna Das Babaji to sit with him on the Vyasasan in Mayapur.
Oh, yeah.
They had such an affectionate relation. And there were some recordings of his chanting, which have become extremely rare. But if
I
you
have
can
an
get,
MP3.
If you can get this Krishna Das Babaji, I can highly recommend.
Yes, I also, yes.
Oh, wow, so nice.
He would sometimes chant throughout the night. He would say, today we have a festival. We chant the whole day and night. He would appear at places with his medanga and he would sing
for the glories of Krishna, this Krishna Das Babaji.
And he would laugh.
Yeah.
He was, I mean, you could tell this person was very advanced. He was, there was a lot of ecstasy there. And I remember one recording, there was a Western devotee who went to him and was recording him, and he wanted him to play the mridanga more fancy. So you can hear in this recording the devotee is saying, more coal. Coal means mridanga in Bengali. More coal, more coal. And Krishnadas, he's just miles away, you know. More coal, less coal, what does it matter? You know, it's Hare Krishna. So he's just laughing and he's playing very simply, but he doesn't change. It's so nice.
Hare Krishna. Ready? Bravo. Oh, now it is for Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. When will you take sannyas? And if not, why not? What are you waiting for?
I have enough trouble carrying my computer and books to have to also carry a danda. This is a very difficult thing. Devotees ask me this sometimes. I never quite know how to answer except that I don't feel the time is ripe. I don't feel there's a clear message from Krishna for me to take that step. I feel that for the service I do at this stage, this is the best situation for me to be in. And I must say, I don't think I have the energy that our sannyasis do to go traveling. I mean, they're constantly traveling, moving so fast, and, you know, just preaching constantly. I'm not really like that. You know, I can come occasionally, I do some things, but those of you who know me, I have my sort of limitations. So, anyway, we're leaving the possibility open, but I haven't had any clear message that the time is there yet. I was telling, just to say something more interesting, this morning, for those of you who weren't here, about Srila Prabhupada. He, as many of you know, had some dreams that he should take sannyas. And we read from one of his, one of the devotees who knew him well before he came to America. He one time became so excited that he should take sannyas, he got up and he immediately went up to one of his godbrothers and knocked on his door in the middle of the night. And he said, Maharaj, please give me sannyas right now. And this Maharaj, it was Sridhar Maharaj actually, his godbrother, said, calm down. We'll talk about it. Anyway, as we all know, he later took sannyas from Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj. But Prabhupada had this intense sense that this has to be done. Yeah, that hasn't come my way at this point. Have to be honest. I have to also say, some devotees have encouraged me that it's very nice. Keep to the Brahmacharya Ashram, and they've given me examples of some of our acharyas as also keeping to that ashram. One of them being Narada Muni. So I feel I'm in good company with Narada. Another being Hanuman. So the four Kumaras. So there are acharyas in our tradition who don't take that formal step. In fact, anyway, I should keep it short, but there is an understanding within the Gaudiya tradition that we do not take sannyas. And there's, in fact, a controversy about that. People say, what is this? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur took sannyas. That is not our tradition. But I'm not by any means suggesting that we should question it, because we are followers of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. Srila Prabhupada accepted the Tridanda, and he gave sannyas to many of his disciples. When he was criticized by, not gently, respectfully, by one of his godbrothers, that how is it you are giving sannyas to these young men? Srila Prabhupada said, I know it's not right. I know they're too young. I know they're not qualified. But what can I do? I have to spread this movement. That was Srila Prabhupada's conviction. He would take the risk, and he was sure that at least some would be successful. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. We all go to those classes. What is it? What from?
For Sachinanda.
Oh.
I can read it out.
Yeah.
I can read it out. For Sachinanda Swami, what do you expect from your disciple?
Hare Krishna.
A lot.
Oh, this is a deep subject. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, there is a list of things which a disciple should have. And what comes to mind when we read this list is that he should have the serious desire to know more about Krishna and to serve him. It is really this sincere desire which is which gurus expect from their disciples. And I'm because the way the person I am, I feel that I always want to make this a point to devotees who wish to become connected with me and who wish to have my services in their spiritual lives. I feel that sincere desire to know about Krishna and to serve him and to put this over other concerns is very necessary to make the relationship work. Now, how this sincere desire manifests, that is different from person to person, but there should be a manifestation of this. That is a brief answer. I do hope that this is satisfying. I have always seen that the guru-disciple relationship works very well when the disciple keeps this desire in the forefront of his mind. At that time, it becomes necessary for him to have a guru and to have a guru-disciple relationship. And I've also seen when this desire to, for some reason or another, is not present in the disciple, the guru-disciple relationship becomes distant or even becomes an area where there are even some disturbances. I have seen this. So therefore, I watch very carefully to see this desire. And in my preaching, I want to help that
all devotees and all people get this desire. That's the only thing I want to have as a goal, to help people develop the right desire. From that, everything else comes very spontaneously. So now we will have Narayani, please now use your mystical potency to find a question for Krishna Chaitraprabhu. Shake better. Yeah.
Oh, good, good.
Question for everybody. That means who are sitting here. Those who are sitting here. What do you think about during chanting?
What do you think about during chanting? When I catch myself thinking about, then I try to remember that what we want to do is to hear the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
If I listed the things that I catch myself thinking about, we would be here all night. Of course, there's different qualities of thinking, and a tip that devotees have found useful sometimes is when there's a thought about a practical point. Oh, today I have to pay this bill. Today I have to phone such and such, to make a note of it so that the piece of paper does the remembering. We all have to, you know, take care of business as usual in the course of our duties. And it's natural when you're sitting in one place or pacing or whatever you do. I personally find sitting the best for chanting. But it's natural to kind of be collecting one's thoughts. What do I have to do today? It's natural also to be thinking, what about longer term? And all of this, we may notice, is very much I-centered. I have to do this. I have to. But of course, what are we trying to do when we're chanting Hare Krishna? Prabhupada's translation of the Maha Mantra: My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, please engage me in your loving devotional service. So that means we are asking and we are addressing Krishna directly. Hey Krishna, hey Rama, hey Radhe, because it's a mantra which is in the vocative form. O Krishna, O Rama, O Hari, O Hara. That we're asking to be ready for what they want. So if you want to think while you're chanting, think, what is Krishna thinking? If you want to think about yourself, think, what does Krishna think about me? And if you want to think, what does Krishna think about my plans? Rest assured, he laughs. Right? If you want to make Krishna laugh, tell him your plans. Right? So, but of course, much can be said about this. What do I think about? As I said, there's a whole list of things that come to mind, like the rest of us. Another tip I would say, and I think we can take advantage here from Buddhist tradition, which has quite a developed psychology of controlling the mind. This idea they have of allowing a thought to come and allowing it to go. It relates to the point about training a horse. So there's some allowance there. Okay, idea is there. And then one steps back from the idea, from the thought, one step back to be aware. I have this thought. And then the conclusion is simply that, a kind of neutrality. Oh, that's interesting. Look at this conditioned soul having this particular thought. Hare Krishna. Life goes on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then, of course, we are praying to Krishna for His mercy. So, my dear Lord, please allow my thoughts to be drawn to You, as Mother Kunti prays. May my heart, may my feelings come to You, just as the Ganga flows to the ocean without any hindrance.
Hari Bol, thank you. Thank you very much, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. I'm now looking at the wristwatch. It is it's approaching 9:30. I personally think we should come to an end. I wanted to request Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu to sing maybe at the end, a bhajan. Or I can, what you say? Yes? Okay. Then Gaura Hari, we will just sing at the end. I want to say one thing. Some of you have expressed that, oh, what is with my question? There are more questions in there. Many more questions. Sometimes in our spiritual life, it's even more important to ask the right questions than to get the answers. Why? Please, this is not a clever way of saying something, that of getting out of answering your questions. If you learn to ask the right questions, the Lord will speak to you. You just have to get on the main line, on the telephone line to Lord Krishna. Prabhupada once said, the Lord is there in our heart, and to receive Him, we have the machinery in our heart. Unfortunately, it is broken. And the repairing process, that is Krishna consciousness. So, we will take these questions, like always, and I will put them before Radha Madan Mohan, and I will request Radha Madan Mohan to please speak to you from within your hearts and answer your questions. Please do not feel it's a waste of your time that you have written a question and the answer was not given in a verbal way. No, you have searched your heart for a deep spiritual question, and that's very, very good. And I do hope that Radha Madan Mohan will make the arrangement also that you get clarity on this. Yes, and devotees definitely can come individually to Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, myself, and so on, and we can speak individually about it. And also there, I hear tomorrow is a regular morning program again in Dadi Baksha. What does this mean? 7:15 is deity greeting.
Then there is a lecture. Your humble servant will try to give an enlightening lecture about absorption in Krishna consciousness. So afterwards is also opportunity to raise questions and hopefully obtain satisfying answers. Thank you very, very much. Thank you also for all your nice questions. I must say I feel it is important to have a forum where we can ask questions which are otherwise discussed in the corridors. You might have felt shy to ask Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu the question on why, what he thinks about sannyas. But in this forum you could ask him and receive his very kind and enlightening answer. And then you don't have to, if it's a question, speculate and discuss about it. I feel it's important that our movement becomes a very open forum where we can talk also about our grievances and so on, and just communicate very nicely with each other. So I thank you very much. Your questions had a very personal note and very deep note. And now we will just end with a short bhajan. Another thing I want to ask Dharmagupta, maybe to tell Jelko that we are finished. And those of you who like to see some more acrobatics before they go to bed, they will find the acrobatics on the place. So there will also be fire, I understand. Hopefully not in the forest. also our children and young teenagers like Radhika, you might like to see such things. You can see. Hare Madhava melody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Gauranitai, Gauranitai. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Hago! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare go! Hare go! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Om, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Goni Thai ki, Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki, Hare Krishna. Have a nice rest and I hope to be able to see many of you for tomorrow's deity greeting and yes, everything else. Hare Krishna.